It had been a desperate gamble, but it had bought them time. When Lesterson had initially proposed firing several Beridium missiles into a structural weak point of Burleo, she had thought him mad. To what end? She had asked incredulously.
Chaos and disorder, and many ships blown to pieces by flying debris,
Lesterson replied. Dalla opened her mouth to dismiss the idea. She preferred order to chaos, and her own ships could be jeopardized. And then she understood. Quickly, she gave orders to Lesterson and Vance, and Trevin had perished along with his flagship. And they began to shift the area of battle so that Jag's ships were between them and the soon-to-be-destroyed moon. Lesterson had been right. It was not the most usual of tactics, but it certainly produced a great deal of chaos, disorder, and ships blown to pieces by flying debris. Dalla used the confusion to send her ships in to pick off the ships that were already damaged. Jag's people would have the chance to surrender and either join her or be kept civilly as prisoners of war. But she had a feeling that few would take such an easy way out. The casualty reports were coming in, from her own ships and from those of Lesterson, Vanson, and Trevin. It was worse than she had thought. The multiple surprises Jag had thrown her way had done just what he had intended: keep her and her people off guard. Trevin's entire contingent was nearly gone. Vanson's had taken a beating, and her own ships were reduced significantly. Many of them were so crippled they couldn't even make the jump to hyperspace, the Chimera among them. Repairs could be effected, but that would take time, and that was one thing they didn't have. And she had heard nothing back from the other Moths she had contacted. She went over the list of ships, noting those who were wrecked hulks, those with minor damage, and those still in fighting form. Her eye fell on one of Lesterson's ships, and she pressed her lips together as an idea came to her. It might not work, but it was certainly worth a try. Contact Lesterson right away. I have a rather unusual use for his Interdictor-class cruiser.